Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of the Greg Hill Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey Station.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
And I just felt this truck hit me, and everything just went dark. I just thought, did I just get eaten by a white shark? And I said, no, I don't feel any teeth. And I said, oh my God, I'm in the mouth of a whale with his mouth shut. Am I just gonna like run out of air and suffocate? Is he gonna swallow me? This is how you're gonna go, Michael. This is how you're gonna die, in the mouth of a whale. And I just got thrown out of his mouth into the water. It was just white water everywhere, and I just was laying on the surface floating. But I had a dislocated knee, and it's just a lot of soft tissue damage in my legs. I also was scared that I had maybe a diving injury from coming up too fast or an embolism. But everything's good. The doctor says I'm good.
A bit of an unbelievable tale of survival from Michael Packard.
Yeah.
Ooh, a whale's tale?
It's a whale's tale. A whale of a tale, Curtis.
Yep.
From Michael Packard, who was diving off the coast of the Cape on Friday when he says he was swallowed or nearly swallowed by a whale. And according to multiple texters, there are those who dive and do it all the time when it comes to lobsters. So that part of the tale is believable.
Okay.
Apparently, and I haven't seen this yet, but there apparently may be a witness or two as well who are able to verify this story, which we should try to track down whether or not there are witnesses, because that would make a difference when it comes to whether or not you believe this guy or not. Are you putting a poll up, Curtis?
I just put the poll on the Twitter.com machine. Do you believe Michael Packard's account of being in a whale's mouth? Yes or no?
I'm wondering if the whale just kind of grabbed him, shook him, and threw him, and then he exaggerated on the story.
Well, people do exaggerate on stories.
Yeah.
I mean, if you'd like to learn more about that, see Brian Williams from MSNBC.
Who's still on TV, by the way.
Right.
Is that the one who was in a helicopter that almost got shot down?
He watched people floating by his hotel with dysentery during Katrina. Only problem was he was never there.
So maybe that could be it. Maybe, is it possible for a whale to grab you and then kind of like just shake you around and then throw you?
Maybe. I don't know enough about whales to know.
That's why I told you I live by the two rules my mother gave me. Mm. Respect fat people in the water.
Right. You always respect the fat people and you respect the water. And you don't go deep in the water.
No. Not deep enough where whales can get you.
Do you go in the ocean at all?
Only Caribbean oceans.
Why?
Because I like blue, crystal clear water because I can see what's coming. I will not go in any type of, like, off the coast, like, you know, Atlantic Ocean.
Generally, all water is off the coast.
Yeah, but I won't go
either,
any other.
either the West Coast or the East Coast, as we covered on this show with you last week.
Unless it's Caribbean, I stay away from all the green water where you can't see. As soon as you put your hand in, your hand disappears. No.
I love the ocean in Denver.
Shirt on or shirt off, Wiggy?
Shirt always off, man. Why would I go in the water with my shirt on?
You look like a shirt on type of guy.
Nah, I take my shirt off, bro. I don't mind showing what I got.
Speaking of Wiggyography, according to a new survey, less than 50% of the people in this country know where the Grand Canyon is. Do you know where the Grand Canyon is?
Arizona, right?
Yes. I think it is actually it's probably in two states, is it not?
Yep.
I thought it was in Colorado. So
I think it's parts of it are in Arizona.
And Nevada?
Maybe now we're understanding why less than 50% of the people know where it is.
It's great. I mean, it borders, I believe, Nevada. It's in Arizona.
It's in Arizona.
The Grand Canyon National Park is all in Arizona.
Yeah, okay. Most of it.
All right.
Most of it.
Yeah. Well, Lake Tahoe's the one that's
in Nevada.
Well, and California, right?
Lake Tahoe?
Right.
That's a great question. See, this is why we need to do Wiggyography. We need to get Elaine back in here to identify the Grand Canyon on a map.
I'm pretty good with geography.
Oh, boy.
Now, here we go with the whole West Coast, East Coast thing. But I know where,
How do you do with famous quotes? Because the Spaz pen game of the week that he is suggesting for 8 o'clock this morning is about famous quotes.
Free at last.
Of course, yeah. So you do pretty good with historical quotes?
Not
that good?
There's some historical, mostly movie quotes.
Oh, okay. Movie quotes now.
And if you get the historical ones wrong, I'm out, Wig. You're out of here. We're sending you to another country.
Who said, ask not what your country can do for
Abe
you?
Abe Lincoln.
No. Not really. They were both assassinated.
Was that George Washington?
No. Yep.
Greatest president
George
of all
Washington
time.
George Washington was not assassinated.
Who's the greatest president
George
of all time?
George Washington. What? He's the greatest American of all time. What? Period. Hands down. I'll walk right out of here.
Oh, you will spell.
100%
really?
He's the best. What? The greatest.
Why?
Because he walked away from power. Simple. He could have been king. They called him His Excellency. They were down on their hands and knees. Mm-hmm. And even King George said, if this man walks away from power, he's the greatest man to ever live.
And he had wooden teeth.
So he had it all and he walked away from it.
He had it just like I did. I had it all on the Hillman Morning Show and I walked away.
Seems like a lot of people do that nowadays.
You know, right?
I don't know. I mean, I have trouble believing that a whale would hold you in its mouth.
Yeah.
For a considerable period of time without chomping down or just swallowing you. Like,
what was the time to...
If you keep doing that whale sound, I'm going to kill you.
I'm sorry. It reminds me of Wiggy. I just
clearly the guy's deep down. So if you free dive for lobsters, right? Because
yes.
We got to get all the details of the story. How deep down in the water do you have to go?
However deep the lobsters are. I think the lobsters are at the bottom, aren't they? Don't they swim along the bottom?
They are bottom feeders.
They're bottom feeders.
Okay, so that means the bottom of the ocean. So what are we talking about out
there? Depends on how...
60 feet?
Probably. So he's down there. That's where the whales are.
That's a lot.
That's where the whales are. All right, we got to do this.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
Code word this hour is great. G-R-E-A-T, great. You can text that right now to 72881, and you'll be in the running to win $1,000 cash. So text the code word great to 72881 to try to win yourself $1,000 cash. Message and data rates apply. And please don't text and drive. Coming up at 7:30, we'll get to the dumbest of the day. But right now, Spaz and what is trending this morning.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, Spaz is trending now is brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Rams Jeep Freedom Days. Save up to $7,000 on all new Jeep SUVs and Ram trucks.
Here's what's trending on WEI and WEI.com. The Red Sox got beat bad by the Blue Jays yesterday. 18-4, they gave up 8 home runs, which I believe is a record for the most home runs given up at Fenway by a visiting team scoring that many home runs. I think I said that right. Sox Blue Jays, I guess. Sox Blue Jays again tonight. Pregame is at 6:10. First pitch is at 7:10. Right here on the Shaw's Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. NBA playoffs. The Suns are in the Western Conference Finals as they beat the Nuggets last night, 125-118. The Bucks beat the Nets, 106-96. Kyrie Irving got bounced from the game with a tweaked ankle. But
yeah.
They say the negatives. No, the X-rays are negative.
Yeah.
So he may be
take
back.
Take a deep breath.
Thank you.
So, I
hold my breath underwater, can I breathe?
As long as you're in a Jaws whale's mouth.
Okay.
I have to say, watching Kyrie get hurt and the Nets lose is better than seeing the Celtics win.
Yeah, they went from being up 2-0 real quick, couple injuries, bam.
Didn't they win game 2 by like 50 points?
Yeah, but, you know, losing Kyrie, man.
It's almost KD. Like he's not reliable.
All right, in the NHL playoffs, the Islanders take game 1 of the Stanley Cup semifinals. They beat the Lightning 2-1. Game 2 in that series is Tuesday night at 8. Canadiens, Golden Knights, Stanley Cup semifinals game 1 is tonight at 9. That's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Coming up in a little bit, we will get to the dumbest of the day today, and Charlie Coyle has something to say to those Bruins fans who criticize Tuukka Rask.
Weymouth's own.
No, Falmouth. Oh, I think Falmouth. He's Falmouth, right,
yep,
Curtis?
Falmouth. He's Summers in Orleans.
Okay, all right. So, and then during the news at 7:45 is the great Tom Hank. Going to be the first civilian in space. Mm. We will get to that during the news in just a little bit. Poll results. Do we have poll results this morning, Curtis?
Yes, we do. So over 150 votes already in. 81% of respondents do not believe that Michael Packard was actually in a whale's mouth.
Huh. Interesting.
I'm with that.
You are?
Yeah, I don't buy it.
Well, we gotta
You're
get
that deep under the water. I don't get it.
We got to get the guy on the show. He's got to come on and explain himself, and I'm sure he will. He could tell the story of surviving a deadly plane crash as well
when he's
on the show. So this guy has had 2 brushes with death, 2 cases in which he nearly died, 1 a plane crash in which 3 other people died, and the other on Friday when he was inside of a whale's mouth.
From both of them.
Yeah, he walked away from both. Yeah, so we got to get it. We have to get him on the show.
Just some soft tissue injuries,
right? This is Tommy from Lynn. Tommy, what's up?
What's up, Greg Hill? What's up, Jermaine? Jermaine, you know who this is?
I know this is Tommy.
How do you know Tommy?
Tommy's from Hockey Town.
Oh,
my,
he is.
Yeah, my boy Tommy.
I used to go up there and watch Jermaine play before. But anyway, I want to talk about the Bruins with you guys real quick.
Okay.
What do you guys think about the Bruins this year coming up with Tuukka Rask? Since he's a free agent, but he says he wants to come back, and he's saying it's his net. Tuukka, in January, February?
Yeah, he can't play till January or February because of the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But he mm-hmm. also said that he's not going to play anywhere else, which to me says that you can get him at a discount. And so if it were up to me, if I were Don Sweeney, I would mm-hmm. be okay with Tuukka and with the Swayman. Because you can get Tuukka, you could get a great deal with regard to Tuukka. The guy, do you believe him when he says that this is his home and the kids like to go to school here and he's not going anywhere? Do you believe that, Tommy?
I never believe any athlete.
You don't believe any athlete.
He likes to tell lies. He's a liar. He screwed the team over numerous times. And we can't trust him. After 5 years, he's been doing this.
Are you serious?
Like every time.
He comes
to put the same excuse.
Tommy, what lie has he ever told? What are you talking about, calling somebody a liar?
But he did hop out of the bubble.
He hopped out of the bubble because of he had a family issue going on. His daughter was sick.
He pooped his pants in the playoffs numerous times.
He was swallowed by a whale.
Great point, Tommy.
My man, Tommy.
Also, guys, I got a podcast, and I want you both on there. Jermaine, you want to hop on there one night?
Tommy, anything for my boy, Tommy.
You have a podcast?
Did he say pop?
Yeah, a
podcast. Do you do it from Hockey Town? Is that where you do the podcast from?
No, I do it at my friend's house and then in closed location.
Do you guys talk about crime?
Undisclosed location.
Because you need someone to open the computer for you?
Yeah.
Greg, you remember me? You met me at the causeway that night.
Yes, I remember. Tommy. I remember it like it was yesterday meeting you, Tommy. It was great. One of the great moments of my life. All right, Tommy, thank you. All right, there's Tommy from Lynn. Did you see the did you see the NBC show that they were making that they had to shut down because the entire crew came down with explosive diarrhea?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That was after a pizza crawl.
It was not after a bar pizza crawl.
Wasn't it like a stripper show?
No. The show is called Ultimate Slip and Slide, believe it or not.
Do you think NBC would have a stripper show?
I thought it was something with slip and slide.
And apparently the whole crew came down with Giardia, which is a parasite that causes explosive diarrhea. I mean, it sounds like an awful thing.
Explosive diarrhea.
Yeah, yeah.
So that means it's
the
just
bubble guts, as you call it, the bubble guts.
Well, you ever had the bubble guts?
I've had the bubble guts. Wow. Yeah. I've had the bubble guts.
When that thing blows, it blows.
Mm-hmm. All right, this is Joe. This is Joe in the car. Hello, Joe.
How you doing now?
What's up, Joe?
Just to let you know, I was going to stay.
What?
I don't think he's going to stay.
Joe, do you have us on Bluetooth or something like that? What is going on with your phone? Please pick up. Can I just alert everybody, if you're calling the radio station, please pick the phone up, put it near your mouth so we can hear you.
I did. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. I don't think he's going to stay because a lot of these players say they want to stay, but if they're not, he got a $56 million contract. So if he gets a contract that he thinks is not below his value, he's going to get offended by it. So I think that's going to be an issue. Number two, I understand the problem with the bubble with the family in the car, but I family always comes first, and I can appreciate that. But I know for a fact the next day he was playing golf at an exclusive club a couple times the next day.
Not true.
So when he says he has to go home to his daughter.
He was not playing golf.
I know for a fact people that know saw that.
No,
he was
playing. No, he went to Woodland because his daughter both of his kids I think had a tennis lesson that day. And why wouldn't you go to that as a father? So
he went there for golf. I just don't think he's going to take the discount or him or Krejci. All players say that because hey, they want to stay, but if the money isn't going to be there, they're going to say, you know what, I'll take my business elsewhere.
Okay.
And that's part of the business.
Okay. I think he's the
show me the money.
I think he's the most important piece of the three.
You
Tuukka
do?
Rask, yeah. When you're talking about the three key free agents, Krejci, Hall, and Tuukka. Because I don't know. Cassidy proved to me that he doesn't have confidence in Swayman, that he was willing to put Tuukka in nets who had a torn labrum and knew he needed surgery. So what's that tell you about the backup? He don't have confidence in this kid to actually put him in and say, hey, we're going to start you and, you know, an elimination game, which was game six.
Yeah, I don't think you throw a rookie in an elimination game who hasn't played in the playoffs. So I understand that. I mean, played one period of hockey, Swayman. And he stopped two out of three shots. So I don't think that doesn't say to me that Bruce Cassidy doesn't have faith in him.
So it doesn't say to you that he's willing to put a guy who's 60% in net over a kid who's 100% healthy and ready to go. That doesn't like say anything to you.
Belichick did it. Hey, you were at the game. Drew Bledsoe wins the AFC Championship. He's healthy. He's ready to go. And Belichick says, "We're going with the rookie. See you later." There's a perfect. Yeah. I know it doesn't seem like an example because Tom played the whole year, but Swayman played 11 games. He played great.
Yeah, but Tom didn't need surgery.
No, I'm not talking about Tom needing surgery. I'm talking about Bill Belichick. I'm on your side with
right.
Bill Belichick went with the rookie. Mm-hmm. He trusted Tom. Cassidy did not trust Swayman.
Oh.
That's why he wasn't in. He looked at Tuca, said, "Hey, you got your bum leg is better than my rookie goalie."
Yeah, and that's what that tells me. So, how much confidence do you have of the kid going into? Let's say you don't re-sign Tuca, so now your number one goalie is the kid. Do you have confidence that he can get through a full year at the level that we've seen Tuca get through a year in the sense of being a Vezina type of goalie? And do you have confidence that he can get you where you need to get, which is winning? Or even, I think they're at the point of not getting to a Stanley Cup Finals.
Okay,
they're at the point of winning.
I believe that Swayman cannot win a Stanley Cup just as well as Tuca hasn't for over a decade for a fraction of the price.
All right, well then that's...
So, Curtis, you would be, if you're Don Sweeney, you'd be done with Tuca, right?
I would have been done last year.
You would be, okay.
Yeah, see you later.
Even if you can get him, let's say you get him at $3 million or something like that because he wants to stay in Boston.
Yeah.
You wouldn't bother.
Call me crazy, but for my quarterback and my goaltender, that should be the most important thing in their life.
Okay. So you feel like Swayman is probably somebody who's not going to win you a Stanley Cup?
No, I said he could lose just as well as Rask could lose.
Wow. So then if that's the case, now it's time for you to then trade everybody and rebuild or retool, like I said, my lead on
Why
Friday.
Why would you trade everybody?
I'd retool and say I'm going to go with a younger team, with a younger goalie in Swayman, and hopefully maybe in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, this team is a team that can win a Stanley Cup.
Well, they haven't shown they can win a Stanley Cup with Tuukka Rask for a decade.
Right.
With a great amount of talent on that roster.
Right. So
now you lose Rask, you get to reallocate those funds because Swayman's a fraction of the price, and you can be a better team in front of him than you were with Rask this year.
But they also proven that they couldn't win with the same guys on that roster. Like, so the Bergerons, the Marchands.
Well, they won when they had a goalie that stood on his head.
Well, yeah, you need a goalie who's going to stand on your head. So who are you going to get? Are you going to get me a goalie that can stand on his head?
Well, I just know that Rask can't do it either because he's got a smoke alarm that needs a new battery or Woodland's got a tee time. I would just know that with Swayman, he wouldn't leave for one of those reasons.
Why do you, when it comes to Tuca or any other player, saying something like, they say on, like he did on Friday, where they say, "I love Boston and I'm not going anywhere else." Why do you always doubt that?
Because every guy says that. I love this place here. This is where my kids were born. Brady said it. And then as soon as they get the chance to go somewhere else, they move. It's not like, you know, I mean, Brady loved it here. Loved it everything. Next thing you know, now he loves Florida.
Julian here for Edelman, 20 years. It's
well,
kind of
no,
different.
That's why I'm saying I never buy the athlete when they say, "Oh, I want to retire here. This is why I want to retire." Because as soon as they get the opportunity, they're gone. Edelman, Foxborough forever. Where is he? California.
Yeah, so, but he's not playing football anymore.
But if you love a place so much, then why would you want to move out of that place as soon as you're done playing?
Because it's cold here. Nobody wants to live here.
All right,
the
so
traffic. Have you tried driving? You tried driving on the Southeast Expressway? It's miserable.
Oh, believe me, I know. So then if that's the case, well, why wouldn't Tuca want to go someplace where maybe it's warm and play? You know, if you don't, if it's the cold and it's the weather, there are, I mean, the traffic, aren't there other places? So I never really buy athletes when they say that. Every athlete says, oh, yeah, I want to retire. I want to, this is where I raise my, yeah, so what? But it's all about where the money is most of the time. And then it becomes the chances I do have as winning as an athlete, right? So when Brady left, it was about the money first, and then I was like, okay, where can I go and win? And Tampa was a great location because he could have easily went to California, but their team wasn't as good. He could have went to some other places. But when you look at Tampa Bay, that was a great opportunity for him. So Tuca could be like, yeah, I want to play here, but who knows if somebody gives him more money and the situation is just as good here with the Bruins. Because the Bruins, what are they? They're a second-round playoff team.
Over the weekend, Charlie Coyle ripped Bruins fans who criticized Tuca, and this is what Charlie had to say.
The criticism he gets is just insane, and it's got to be people who just, I don't know, don't watch closely or what, but we all know what Tuca brings and how good he is. For anyone to criticize him is I guess someone used the word bozo before, so it's just stupid. Tuca is one of the best goalies, and he's been doing it for however long now, playing through stuff. Most people don't know what goes on behind the scenes and what guys go through, what he goes through, what he plays through. And he does it pretty well. So we love Tukes. We all know what he brings every day. I think Tukes knows that, and that's all he needs.
Oh, New shirt opportunity. Bozo.
That's terrible.
What do you think of the Bozo shirt?
I love it.
The Curtis shirt's part two. We got numbnuts and Bozo.
Great.
So Charlie Coyle says you have no idea what Tuca goes through.
I love how you use this as like ammunition for your argument. What do you expect him to say? Honestly, when has the guy said like, oh yeah, our goalie sucks, he's the reason we lost, go screw.
But he doesn't. Wait a second, isn't he the best Bruins goalie of all time?
No, he's not.
Doesn't he have the best most wins in the playoffs ever?
He does.
He's probably going to get his number might get retired, and everybody craps on the guy.
When was the last guy who didn't win anything in Boston that got their number retired?
Listen, wait a second. Let me finish this. Mm-hmm. If I was an athlete, I would hate to play in Boston. This guy is the best goalie, one of the best Bruins goalies of all time, and we crap on him constantly. It's like being in a family where your wife calls you a scumbag and the father-in-law calls you a scumbag. Why would you stay? I just look at the family. I look at the person. I'm out of here. Why do I want to play in Boston if everybody hates me, but I'm the best?
So then why did he say at the conclusion of the season that he doesn't want to play anywhere else?
Because he's a nice guy. That's why.
Oh, so
he doesn't
like
want
to shame? He's like he's guilted into staying here because he feels sorry for us?
No, he just wants to get up there. He doesn't want to start any controversy. He just gets up and says, hey, yeah, well, I love when you boo me all the time. I love it when I play with a broken hip and you guys bust my balls. I love it when I have a 95 save percent ratio and you guys crap
save
on me.
Save percent ratio?
Well, whatever the hell you call it, dude. I don't know the sports terminology.
Well, you don't know sports. That's
Spaz,
right.
I know people. Spaz. And if I were Tuca and you crapped on me every single day and I was the best at it, I would leave like Tom Brady did and I go play for another team and I'll win a freaking Stanley Cup with someone else.
Well, Spaz, I would
but
agree
why
with
would
you.
He win a Stanley Cup elsewhere when he didn't win one here for 11 years?
Because it's negative vibes, man.
Oh,
everybody
it's the
here,
negative
yes,
vibes.
Yes,
that's why they
yes.
lost to the Blues.
It's negative vibes. That's why. That's
where do
why,
those vibes
listen,
come in?
Why do you, listen, why do you think Greg shows better now, right? Hillman, he's pumping you up. He's like, man, Spaz, you did great. I know I just messed up. But Greg's like, hey, man, it's good. I got you. It's good. Before, he would have been like, ah! Now he's like, yeah.
But I do agree with you to a certain point,
that makes
Spaz.
No sense.
Spaz, that
it's the positivity.
That he is the best chance you have to winning a cup. See, I disagree with Curtis in the sense, well, why hasn't he won a cup? Because I'd ask this question. In 2011, what was the whenever they won that Stanley Cup, it was 10 or 11. What was the reason why they won a Stanley Cup?
Tim Thomas.
Right? So are we really now giving guys like Bergeron and Marchand credit when Tim Thomas stands on his head and, like, statistically, their numbers weren't great throughout that whole series? In Game 7, Tuca gets you to the Stanley Cup Finals. Now, that game isn't on him. That game was on a bad line change by Marchand.
Right.
Then I would ask the question, so how good are Bergeron, Marchand, and Krejci when they needed a goalie to completely stand on his head to get them to win a championship? So are they a championship foundation?
I don't know.
I think they are. I mean, they are the best line in minus Krejci. You know, if you look at Berge, Marsh, Pasta, that is the best line in hockey.
And where'd that get you? Second round of the playoffs.
Perfection line.
And where that gets you, second round in the playoffs.
How pathetic is that? You have a line called the perfection line, and you can't even get past the Islanders.
Well, the issue is that Tuca was hurt. And there are many who say that the decision that was made by the coach to let him play is indefensible.
That could be true. But you just said it yourself. The reason why they lost because Tuca was hurt. So who's more valuable, the perfection line or the goalie?
The goalie.
Okay. So if you have a healthy Tuca Rask, he's more valuable than your perfection line because he's proven he could get you to game seven. And he's proven he could get you there. And now the perfection line wasn't able to do anything. So those are the people that we should start looking at and going, wait a second, they've been here for 10 years and haven't been able to get anything done.
This is Bill. Hello, Bill.
Yes, here I am.
What's up,
Bill? Good morning,
Bill.
Guys.
What's up?
I couldn't agree with Spaz more. You know, I think that it's like the old adage, you know, in the quarterback, when the team wins, the quarterback gets too much credit. When they lose, they get too much blame.
Yeah.
Obviously I can't listen in all the time, but I didn't hear anybody talking about, how about, you know, here's an idea. How about taking care of the puck in your own zone? Don't make stupid mistakes. Don't put all the pressure on the goalie, and him being injured as well. And then to hear his teammates, you know, talk about a guy glowingly, you know, talking about people being clowns, which, it's true. Go to any restaurant, go to any bar or any, what do you call them, taverns, Wiggy? You like a tavern? Go sit at a tavern and just bring up a casual conversation like you don't know much about the sport and listen to the chuckleheads that spout off about things that they know absolutely nothing about. It's one of my favorite sports. I'll sit there and just, you know, bring up something and say and listen to some J.O. talk about something that he, you know, probably never strapped up any type of a helmet in his life, and he's going to talk about this guy and, you know, how he sucks and how he can't do anything. That's another thing. That, while I'm on a rant here, to hear guys, you know, fat guys, you know, old guys, you know, guys who've never even been in a fist fight in their lives say, oh, he sucks. You know, I mean, you're talking about a guy like Cam Newton, okay? He's a Heisman Trophy winner, for Christ's sake. Tim Tebow, all these guys, yeah, they suck. He sucks. Yeah, he'd knock you out in about 3 seconds if that was the case.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. So because you haven't been
really?
In a fist fight,
you can't say anything about
an athlete? That is idiotic,
chucklehead. You want to start with me on this? You're the worst offender. And I agree with you mostly, just about everything you say. You know, but
we can't rip an athlete because we didn't win a Heisman? That is so stupid.
Who said that?
You just said Tim Tebow won a Heisman. He'd kick our ass. First of all, he's Christian. He would probably forgive us.
No, he'd blow on you and you'd roll over.
Right. I couldn't beat anybody up. What does that prove? I don't understand it.
You're putting words in my mouth. You're putting words in my mouth.
You just talked about somebody who's never been in a fist fight weighing in on sports.
You say that Tuca sucks. You think that he blows.
Yes, I don't want him on my team anymore.
Right, right.
But I haven't been in a fist fight, so let me go outside and find somebody on the street. I'll try and knock him down. He'll punch me and I'll come back with a black eye.
No, you're just like every other pussy who has a lot to say and came back up.
You can't say that word on the air. And secondly, it sounds like you were like, you hit your peak in about sophomore year of high school, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. You know everything about me.
Triggered Curtis is the best
you
Curtis.
You just called me a P word on the radio, so I don't know. I guess it's good for me,
well,
too.
You are. I mean, every time you open your mouth, you sound like one.
You just said you agree with me 90% of the time, so maybe you are a P word.
Sophomore year, yeah, right. I'll give you my sophomore year.
Oh, maybe junior year. Then you got hurt in your senior year. Otherwise, you would have been a player at BC.
All right, Bill. Yeah. Bill, thank you.
You've never been in a fight. Can we clarify that? Has he really never been in a fight?
Never.
No.
Ever?
No.
Never, ever, ever. Ever.
Look at him.
I can't believe that. You never got jumped. You got jumped. I know you got jumped.
There's not many jumpings in Dover.
He might have been bullied where he's like put in a locker, but he's never been hit with a fist or he's never balled his fist up and hit somebody with
it. Someone stole your bike?
My dad just bought me a new one.
I'm just, all right, you've had some kind of trouble.
One time he showed up at a barbecue in Dover with regular yellow mustard instead of Grey Poupon, and they lost their S. They absolutely. It was a big problem.
Yellow mustard, the best, by the way.
You guys
yellow mustard is the only mustard that exists.
I agree.
That other stuff, bye-bye.
I agree.
See you later.
I can't stand the spicy brown mustard. No, thanks. Not good for my palate.
Can you explain to me how getting into a fist fight makes your opinion on Tuukka Rask more valid?
Because you can't relate to him. That's why. Plain and simple.
Can't relate to what?
It's like when parents, it's when someone tries to give me advice on parenting and they don't have a kid. your opinion means nothing. Please shut up. Literally, when someone comes to me and says, oh, you should do this with Nyrman, do you have a kid? Then get out of here. It's the same thing with sports. But you did play sports, so you can talk about it.
So it'd be like if somebody tried to give you money advice and they had no money.
Well, it'd be like you can't rip Bernie Madoff because you've never traded equity. Like, what are you talking about? Bernie Madoff's a bad guy. I don't know anything about Ponzi schemes. I know you should rot in hell. Like, if you go to a restaurant and you think your meat's overcooked, I'm not a chef, but you can easily say it, Bill. It's like, it's not that hard. Yeah, you can have an opinion on something without actually being a professional in the field you're criticizing. It's kind of what everybody does at the movies.
If the point
like,
is,
these people
it,
that are such
point,
losers,
guy.
Curtis, you were brought up rich. I'm sorry my dad's more successful than yours. Like, that's not my fault.
Right.
It's your parents' fault. I know we're up against the clock, but this is fantastic.
I blame my mother
but
all
I
the time.
I hear all the time from these idiots that call this radio station that are like, oh, Curtis, I'd kick your ass. Nobody's debating that. My dog weighs 20 pounds and he can kick my ass.
Well, like, maybe I guess what they're saying is a good ass whooping, maybe you look at the world differently.
I got my ass kicked on this radio station for a decade.
No,
I
I'm
think
talking,
was
about, talking about physically. Like, if you ever been punched in the face, you go, oh, wait a second.
He can pay somebody else. Like Game of Thrones, the midget had to have someone else fight for him.
You can't say that word.
Well, I'm small guy. I don't know how to dump it. Oh, my
God. What if we have
we
Curtis...
really dumping out on that?
Yes. What if we what if we have Curtis get in the ring?
Sorry.
We put some boxing gloves on him. We put headgear on him, right? And then he just boxes maybe a... Greg Hill Foundation. Somebody donates a ton of money.
No. He throws money at them. When he fights, he puts money up and says, don't hit me.
It's the same thing with Kevin Durant. The second somebody gets close, some weirdo from the bench jumps in front of me and punches the guy in the face.
The security guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Some weirdo.
Stizzy pays Stiz for security.
Greg, somebody donates. Right? It can donate.
Curtis is not going to do that. He's not going to fight
somebody. He got headgear. We'll make sure we have a referee in there.
I'm not doing it. So, like, I'm not
how
getting
much
in a
money?
Fight.
Wait, how much do we have to raise for this to happen?
I got plenty. I'm
no, somebody, not for you, for the foundation.
Somebody,
how much
maybe
money?
Somebody goes, listen, I'll donate $10,000. We'll go 3 1-minute rounds.
Wiki.
Three.
It's three not going to happen.
No, 3 1-minute rounds.
Have you ever boxed, Wiki?
Yeah. I'm saying 3 1-minute rounds, not three.
You can't even go a minute. Have you ever boxed?
Yeah.
He would not last a minute. He would die.
Not boxing somebody. He's boxing just like you said.
What,
one
like Derek the Steelers fan or something?
Yeah, something like that.
I have an old show obscure reference.
Yes.
When LB and Max Lane were boxing.
Yes.
And Max popped LB a good one, and LB just annihilated Max after that.
Yeah, LB got very because
it was
angry.
Supposed to be like a laid-off type fight.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't supposed to be a legit. It was one of those celebrity boxing things.
Like you're pulling your punches.
Woo! Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Think about how much money you could raise.
You said that 6 times in 20 seconds.
Okay, but maybe that'll give Curtis, if he gets in there, he'll look at the world differently afterwards.
He looks like Don Flamingo from Tyson's Punch-Out. Someone has to get a photo of it. Please, someone find Don Flamingo, Tyson's Punch-Out. I swear to God, that's who he looks like. He's the first guy
on the Twitch feed right now?
Someone find Don Flamingo. Little Mac from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Well, maybe he'll look at things differently after the celebrity.
I don't think he wants to do it. I mean, he's making
it's for charity.
Well, I mean,
he's rich, dude. He doesn't care.
Saying you don't know what you're talking about because nobody's punched you in the face is the single dumbest thing I hear on this radio station.
I love it.
That is like say it out loud as I was taught as a kid.
Maybe it's just you look at the world differently. It's like being poor and then having a lot of money.
Right.
You look at the world different, like, oh wow. So now you go, wow, this is what it's like to get hit in the face. Or maybe even who knows, maybe you hit somebody, you go, wow.
Yeah.
I knocked this guy out.
I hit myself in the face for about 20 years.
I knocked Derek the Steelers fan down. Solid punch. Think about how much money Greg Hill.
Think about how many times Wiggy said "think about it" in the last 5 minutes.
I'm trying to listen. I'm trying to help Greg's foundation and raise money here. come up with some ideas. You got a better one?
A better idea for what?
It's the greatest.
To help raise money for the foundation.
I think the foundation's doing great.
You could get eaten by a whale.
Oh, put them in the water. I did my part with those stupid numbnut shirts. They've raised like $100 million. It's the best.
Have you been hit by anything ever? Anything?
I got hit by an insult when I was like 16.
Did you play sports? I thought you played sports.
Yeah, but at Rivers they tackle politely.
It's hard to get tackled when you're sitting on the bench.
Started both ways, Wiggs, but appreciate it.
Please.
That might mean he's gay. Oh my goodness.
Dump that.
Hurry up.
Spaz is like, where's the dump button?
I know where the dump button is. I wasn't dumping out of that because I was like, are we really dumping out of that?
Okay, you're really taking to the new time you got at the station. You said you do whatever we ask. You won't even dump it.
It's good radio.
You know, Curtis had a great life going before you got here, Spaz.
I'm only here for another day. No big deal. He's going to bounce me out.
I love Spaz. It's great.
I can't. We're a little bit behind, but that's okay. This is fantastic. This is Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Greg. I have an idea. Why don't we get the girl that punched out Spaz on the luge? Video of him.
That was not at the luge.
Nope.
But on the old show, we were doing a live broadcast.
Okay.
Woman walks up to Spaz, punches him as hard as she possibly could in the face, and he went down immediately.
Oh, she knocked me right out.
It was like that dude at the baseball game a couple weeks ago.
It was a cheap shot, first of all.
Wait a second. How are we blowing through the stop sign? Why did she just walk up to you and punch you?
She didn't like him.
I think, you know what? It was a battle of the sexes, I think, was what the problem was.
Yeah.
And I was taunting her or something earlier in the show.
Yeah.
And then she just walked right up to me, and she knocked me out cold. I mean, I was out in the air, right to the floor.
Out cold.
Where was your old lady? Where was your wife?
My wife, I was divorced at the time.
It was a radio broadcast. It was in the middle of the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had my wrestling singlet on, if I remember correctly.
Yes, you did have your wrestling singlet on.
And she walked over and she just
put me out cold. Punched you?
I didn't even see it coming.
Man. Oh, that must have been. No video of that?
I don't know if I could. I don't care. I'm just saying it. You'll never overcome getting knocked out by a woman. Just saying. You'll never overcome it. If you're a man and you get knocked out by a woman, because anybody just, I could be saying something. I could be ripping on you. Guy go, you got knocked out by a chick.
Yeah, that's true.
Done. You can never overcome.
Well, that's what that guy is saying, is that you learn something by being punched in the face. Like, you may not run your mouth if you get punched in the face.
Yeah, I guess that's what he's saying. Like, you see the world differently.
Yeah.
But isn't the reason you say that so that you avoid getting in fights? That, like, people who run their mouth get punched in the face. I've never been punched in the face.
But yet you run your mouth.
Right. So maybe people just agree.
Curtis. Hello, hello, Sean.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on?
Wow, first time caller, great fan of the show. I appreciate you guys. The bar crawler. Hey, what you guys think of Cape Cod Cafe?
I really like Cape Cod Cafe. It was another place that I had tried their frozen pizzas because they sent me a bunch during pandemic.
Right.
Hadn't tried it in person there. And they also donated $1,000 to the foundation while we were there. So
Would that be one in Brockton?
Yeah,
I've been going there since I was a kid. My grandfather lived on the Cape, and he would drive from Dennis to get his onion pizza every Saturday. So a lot of good memories there.
Yeah.
Hoey's, shout out to Hoey's, Wiggins. That place is really good, too.
Yeah, we didn't go to that was Wiggy's. That's number one.
Hoey's. I thought he said Holy's. I'm like, we didn't go to Holy's.
Number one on your big board.
Yeah, number one Hoey's. On my big board's Holy's.
No, it's number three. The big board is changing again.
It's fluid. It's fluid. Big board.
Hey, maybe we could settle the co-host thing with some kind of a celebrity boxing match with Curtis and the co-host. Yeah.
He won't do that.
My agent, John Curtis.
It's like, what does throwing a punch have to do with me criticizing Tuca?
All right, we got to take a break.
A lot of money out there, Greg, on that celebrity boxing.
Yeah, you should think about it during the break.
A lot of money.
Speaking of charitable things, I want to thank today's Dress Greg sponsor, which is Troiano Waste Services, and I'm wearing the orange shirt today. They have a shirt for Curtis to wear.
Curtis, would you put this on for the rest of the show?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
It's because you can't criticize Tuca for wearing a shirt.
I'll wear it as a bandana in honor of son.
This pink one, would you put this on for the... It's a.
We'll see what I can do.
Has he ever worn a tank top in his entire life?
I don't know.
No, I bet you there's no Suns out, guns out.
He's never been punched. He's never thrown a punch, and he's never worn a tank top.
Have you ever worn a tank top in your life?
I don't even know what a tank top is.
Suns out, guns out.
A tank top. We can't really say the other two ones because we'll get canceled.
I'll have to dump you.
You'll have to dump me for saying it.
All right. You got to put this on for the rest of the show, all right, Curtis?
Oh, I'm ready.
Wait, he can't put it over the shirt he has on. He's got to put it on.
No, we want to see the gun show.
Oh, Jesus,
yeah,
Mary.
We're here for the gun show.
All right. Bill, who called earlier, I'd avert your eyes when you see these guns when they come back.
All right. Dress Greg is to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. You got to pay at least $100, and I will wear any shirt that you want me to wear. Mm. You can donate more if you want. They have a yellow one for you too, Wiggy. If you don't,
I'll rock the yellow one.
All right, we'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now it's the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
About 17, the beat was going strong, playing my favorite song.
Well, I gotta tell you, a texter says, Ken Laird who? Anthony Spaz Parziali filling in for Ken has taken this program to a new level this morning. And on my Instagram, just put it up.
Okay.
Curtis in the pink Triano waist shirt. That's a tank top that he's wearing.
Yes.
Look out, America.
I would say that Bill in the car, the caller, probably regrets what he said to you based on seeing you and the gun show in that tank top this morning.
Haven't registered these two yet.
Looking yoke, bud.
Bro, you need to shave the shoulders.
Right. Yeah, I'm a little bit of a tan, too.
Can we get a sponsor here? Like, you know, can we get Venus razors for his shoulders?
First of all, my guess is, Spaz, you have the hairiest ass in America.
Yeah, secondly, but that's a butt. You don't see it. Like, you can't have hairy shoulders. It's nasty.
If you're bald, you have hair everywhere you don't want it.
Need a little bit of a tan, though.
Is that what happens? Yep. If you're bald, you get hair in other places?
Yeah, I have a fro on my legs.
What's the beach that you live near in Southie? What's the name of that
Long
beach?
Long Beach.
Get there and get you some sun, bro. Or maybe like there's some Brownser, right? You could get Brownser.
Brownser, yeah. I'll get some Brownser.
How about high for the charity?
I think Brownser is what they had on the slip and slide.
For the charity fight, that's what you have to do.
Yes.
You have to get Orange Manned up.
Well, for the charity fight, which I still think is a great idea.
It's
a ton of money. 3 1-minute rounds, Curtis and the highest donator to the charity, yeah, right?
Donator.
Yeah, completely sanctioned, referee everything.
No, it can't be the highest donator because it's going to be his dad.
Referee?
To make sure that, so that
you know,
all this for a free plug.
No. We get there, headgear, we'll use like 18-ounce gloves.
Wiggy, for the 72nd time, I am not doing it.
And I think he can get a sponsor from like, there's a place in Revere, I think it's called like Revere Tan.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a sponsor, yes. You can get a couple tan.
No, he can just use the Brownser.
Yeah, they spray it on.
Brownser.
Can we just get someone to come in and just do it? Can't we get the lady to come in and tan him up?
Brownser Please. Is what happens to my shorts if I'm in the
we
ring.
We should tan them up before a show.
It looked like Soul Man.
Well,
you remember
you
that movie? The guy was trying. No, it was
yeah,
a movie. The guy was trying to
C.
go to
Thomas
Hobbit
Howell.
And he put the Brownser.
Yeah,
it
was
on.
C. Thomas Howell.
Yes. Jesus.
We can't give him too much Brownser because then they're going to be like, wait a second. What's he doing here? What's he doing here? And as long as the body and his face is cool, he should be all set.
Get out of here.
Is there a beach in Dover? You could do one of those beach fight clubs in Dover.
Yeah, well, we have the Yale. We have the reservation in Dover. It's a nice little pond.
Oh, man.
You have to have 16 different stickers, and if you're from out of state, you get kicked out and put in jail.
You do need a little bit of sunshine. You got to get outside, though.
Right.
Wiggy's right. That tank top
okay,
will look
let's
better.
See your shoulders. Take your shirt off.
No, I got hairy shoulders, but I have a tan.
But he's got sun. He's got sun.
And I got guns.
Yep. Suns and guns.
Looks good.
Things I do for the
stick. And I got tries. And I got tries.
Curtis's guns out, no suns out.
Keep workshopping those wigs.
He's got the garbage man tan.
He wears tank tops at night.
Here's somebody. Here's a 617 text. I've been listening to the station for 10 years. I have never heard Curtis so terrified and triggered. He's the boxing thing.
I think it's a great idea. Curtis, it's only 3 1-minute rounds. All right,
Wiggy, we all know that you
rounds.
Think it's a great idea. The whole world knows that
look
you think it's
they,
a great idea.
But look what they're doing nowadays. Celebrity boxing is taking off. You got.
I'm not a celebrity.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Of course
are.
You are. Of course, you have your own T-shirt.
You're bigger than Logan Paul.
Right. Think about how much money that brought in.
Okay. I don't know who you used to work with at AAF, Greg, but I'm not dumb that when you praise me, I'll just say yes.
So you won't get
I know what
out
you're doing.
Curtis, the number one question on the bus was, where's Curtis? You're a celebrity. Celebrity, you know how many people would be willing to donate as much I make? $10,000, I bet somebody would say, I'll do 2 minutes in the ring with Curtis.
Listen, you know what? The only maybe we could do something with a cause that I will do.
We'll donate the money to whatever your cause
is. We can do it like they did the Mayweather-Paul fight where if the guy knocks you out, he'll hold you up so there's not a knockout during the match.
Come on, Kurt. People
cut
can
me, I have serious fine motor skill problems.
You'll get the tan and we'll write on your back who it's from.
So no joking aside, you wouldn't do this for charity? You wouldn't get knocked out for a great cause?
We might not get knocked out. He might knock somebody out. Who knows?
How much money have I raised with those stupid numbnut shirts?
You've done a lot.
Okay,
we do appreciate it.
No, listen.
How much money did you raise for your 30 years as the button pusher for him?
I've raised millions of dollars. Thank you very much. I did. I actually walked in the Walk and Rock for Change, and I skated the state. And Greg himself actually sat in every seat in Fenway to raise money. This is why he gets to sit in the studio.
Oh, all right. 508 text with the best idea.
Yeah.
I take on 3 different cardboard cutouts in the ring.
Oh, my God. We need a cardboard cutout of Curtis. I have to have one. I have to. Please, if someone's listening, I need a cardboard cutout of him.
Well,
and I'll take it everywhere I go. Everywhere.
In the pink tank top? Or do you want the Curtis artist sketch that's on the numbnut shirt?
I don't care.
You don't care.
Cardboard cutout Curtis would be the greatest thing on the planet. Take it everywhere you go.
He could fight in the pink tank top. And we'll have whoever you're boxing
just
against.
Just so you know, Greg, Don we have Flamingo. Lost Wiggy to anything else until this boxing match occurs.
And listen, and whoever he's boxing against, maybe they'll say, all right, I'll box with one hand tied behind my back.
Well, 508 texter said John Dennis will probably donate 10 grand to box to box you. I mean, think about that.
I like my odds against Dino.
Okay. So who knows? Maybe the person who donates.
Because we're both sober.
I love it. Maybe the person who donates, he feels like, you know, he's got a great chance against.
We need it. What about a Curtis Fathead?
Yes. You're looking at it.
We got it. Someone has to make one. Please. Right. I'm begging you.
Good.
I'd say.
I was really this morning. It was like seven. I'm like, I only got like seven more shows until vacation. This is flying by.
If they took the picture of Curtis sitting with the cross legs.
Oh, he's cross-sitting in the tank top picture. Right. You notice that?
Yeah, right.
On my Instagram?
With the pink T-shirt, and if they made...
You know what that means.
Curtis is always going at the people, you know, the higher-ups at Odyssey. This is the perfect billboard.
That's a good billboard for the show.
It is the opposite.
What type of audience would that appeal to?
People are like, they're going blind looking at my shoulders right now.
I feel like there's a large audience out there for this billboard. Mm.
Curtis, what about you versus Tangway?
Ooh.
No way.
Yes.
No.
You could put it on the site. People could pay for it, like pay-per-view.
You know who I could box and he would kill me is Mutt. Mutt's like...
Yeah, I know. You don't want a Mutt. Yeah, Mutt's a little... Mutt's
scrappy. I guess we need a celebrity, so he doesn't really fit the bill.
Mutt's scrappy, strong, and he's like pot chimpanzee, so you know he's got extra strength.
Yeah, he's hammered.
And now, coming to the ring. All dressed in all pink.
Oh. He's the pink threat from Dover. Chris Curtis!
Well, you'd be Chris Numbnuts Curtis.
Chris Numbnuts Curtis.
Young man. Get out of there. Stop that.
Okay. Come on, Craig. I think it's a great idea.
We're playing that song because Curtis isn't a man.
No, that's a great song.
Spaz, on the old show, Spaz wrestled a woman in butterscotch pudding. If I remember correctly.
Yes. That's pretty intense. And I lost severely. Heavy, hearty Heather. She weighed like 300 pounds.
Yes.
Beat the hell out of me.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
lost.
That's a lot.
Have you ever taken on a roller coaster? Are those not something you can ride?
You can't make the height requirements. No,
it is funny that
stand up, Spaz.
Several twigs.
I am standing. I actually stood up.
On the Twitch chat, they talk all the time about how you're standing full up in there and Curtis is sitting down and he's still got a foot on you.
I can't breathe.
You're such...
Come on, man. Curtis, I would donate to the Greg Hill Foundation.
We know.
For this fight.
You are
a celebrity, man. Celebrity boxing match.
This is David from Florida. Hello, David.
Oh, my God.
Good morning.
What's happening? What's up, David?
Good morning. Everybody sleep well?
Yeah.
You got 3 or 4 hours sleep? How do you guys get up in the morning?
I don't know.
How do you get up? Like 3:30, 4 o'clock?
I've been doing it for 30 years. It's the same. Yeah, what?
First of all, Curtis, though, I mean, as a fellow graduate of Rivers Country Day School, I mean, I got a few years on you, but you're definitely an ISL celebrity. So don't sell yourself short. Don't be so modest out there.
Huh?
Okay.
Probably the biggest celebrity from Rivers, I would imagine.
Pretty big.
Steve Belichick might have me.
No, Steve Belichick's got nothing on you, Curtis. I don't care what you say.
I hate people that have nepotism.
You are the biggest celebrity from Rivers. And Dover, Mass,
right? Don Lemon went to Rivers.
You're bigger than Don Lemon.
Ooh!
Not the CNN guy.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Curtis, and this is timely and topical.
Yeah.
What if you were to box the whale guy?
Ooh. That'd be pretty interesting.
He won't answer my calls. Oh, I mean, I'm an idiot. Jack Lemon, not Don Lemon.
No. You and Ken could box. How about that?
Oh, that would be phenomenal.
I would never fight.
No, you don't. You and Ken don't fight. You and Ken.
Oh, he can tag Ken in.
Yes. It's like a tagging. Yeah, 30 seconds of Curtis, 30 seconds of Ken. That's what they get. Whoever.
No, I just want Ken to be my trainer with that do-rag on. I think he'd had street cred.
30 seconds off. So there you go. Now it's not a minute, Curtis. Only 30 seconds.
Okay. Greg, can you take control of the
vaccinated?
Show so that Wiggy doesn't spend every... He talks a lot.
Well,
but like, if we can have it, like every other sentence is about the boxing match.
Listen, I'm just trying to help out a charity.
I'm listening, and I've been thinking, and I know you're trying to help us.
That is all I'm trying to do. I mean, I would box.
I think Curtis is saying he'd prefer no further mentions of the celebrity boxing match.
I would do it.
We're gaslighting him until he does it.
I would do it if you were like, oh, you do the celebrity boxing. I would do it.
All right, I have one.
Oh, here we go. Wiggy just committed.
A texter with the best idea. If you can get Dale Arnold in the ring, I am doing it.
Oh, we could probably get
you
Dale.
Versus Dale. Oh, man.
Dale would probably do that, to be honest with you.
Right.
Yep.
If you lost the deal, you have to quit. Just quit. You just have to leave.
Dale would probably do that. I bet he would love to box you.
You think?
It's for charity.
The guy would acknowledge my presence for 15 years.
Yeah, but it's for charity. Maybe he's got a lot of pent up emotions in there.
It's pimped up? I think it's called pimped up.
No, pimped.
It's not pimped up emotions.
He had a lot of pimped up.
He had bronzer in his pants when he heard about Greg.
Curtis got pimped up.
All right. Can we get
What about a dance-off? Would you do that?
Oh,
we'll tie your wrists together like in Michael Jackson's Beat It?
A dance-off.
I love it.
Oh, my God. All right, we got to get to this.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
All right, code word this hour is microphone. So text the code word microphone to 72881. And you could win $1,000 cash in our typical national radio cash giveaway contest. So text right now, microphone to 72881. Keep your phone on. We'll call you back, and we could give you $1,000 cash. A reminder that message and data rates apply, and please don't text and drive. You want to get the trending, or you want to do more on
Curtis? I got to get – I still have commercials from last hour.
Oh, you do? All right. Why don't we take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.